I do want to add something. It's not necessarily the message, but the messenger. So you know how they say, don't kill the messenger? Mm-hmm. I think at sometimes it's kill the messenger.
Really?
Yes. Because,
can you talk a little more about that?
Yes. Another physician that was in practice, in the practice that I was going to, gave me the results in the hallway.
Which results were these?
The fact that my cancer had spread to my bones. So here I am.
This is the first time you found out about that?
Yes, the first time was in the hallway before we even got to the room, and she's got my scans with her, and she's laughing. She says, oh, you are never going to want to see me again because all I have to tell you is bad news.
Wow.
Well, I will tell you, that put me in a tailspin for about 4 months.
What was going through your head that was making you feel in a tailspin?
How dare she?
You're angry.
How dare she present me with that in that manner? I was fuming.
How do you deal with that?
I've spoken to a therapist every now and then when I needed one. But mostly I just find it's from me. I mean, my therapist will give me tools to maybe try to deal with this problem or that problem. But basically, it's got to come from your head. That's how I deal with it. That's a crap sandwich, and I deal with it because I know, you know, the sun comes up and the moon comes out. It's a good day. And I want to be around. You never know when the Mack truck is coming, and I don't mean to use all these stupid euphemisms, but it's like, who knows? But
sure.
I've got this. I was dealt it. I'm not happy about it. I wish I didn't have it. It's a pain in the ass. I can't date like this. You know, it's interfering with my life, but it's something for me to do. But it's frightening.
Were you dating before this?
I'm dating now. He's sticking by me, and that's great. And he has boats. I go water skiing, and he's an expert snow skier, so we snow ski, and we travel, and we eat well.
How long have you known him?
On and off for 3 years. On and off for 3 years. It's very interesting to have to tell people this. And for me, it's like when you're there and you're going to be intimate with somebody, there's just no hiding what went on with you. Most people, you know, you don't see their scars. The man that I married had huge scars, but they were on the inside. I didn't see them. I didn't know them until really things got going. People like us, we're right out there. You see what's going on with us. We have to be honest with you. So it's just different.
How have you been feeling these last couple of years?
I can't stand being on the bad side of the statistics. I do not read anything about statistics. Dr. Vogel knows, and everybody around me knows, that nobody has the right to tell me to get my affairs in order. And for a long time, when I would come back with the results of my tests, I wouldn't go by myself, and I would walk out of the room. I didn't want to know. All I needed Dr. Vogel to tell me was, we need to change your treatment, because that's all I could handle. So how have I felt these few years? I've grown up a little bit, and now I can go by myself to Dr. Vogel and hear what it is that I need to hear. So it's made me grow up a little bit. It's just always growing.
Supposedly we're all supposed to.
Yeah, and I can't stand it, and I have to take a Xanax before I go. I don't like not being in control, and maybe that's why I'm such a hard ass, because I can try to control the things that I want to, that I can. It's unusual. It's different. But this is my life. And I say jokingly to my girlfriend, Jerry, that before I was born, I told the powers that be, you know, give me what you got this time around, and I'll show you what I can do with it. That's how I feel. That's the inner core of me. You give me something, and I'll show you what I can do.